Hi everybody, my name's Nige. I'm a Perl and Raku programmer based in Bath in the UK. And I love Perl and I love Raku. I've been programming in Perl for over 20 years and I use utilities written in Raku every day. And I want to share with you a response to this problem, which is we are competing in an increasingly crowded marketplace. For Mindshare. And yes, it's about brands. And I gave a talk earlier in the day about branding. And it's also about benchmarks, tech stacks. But it's also about the people. And that's what this talk is about. I want to talk about the profession of Perl and Raku programmers and what we can do to differentiate ourselves in this market and how we can create a thriving profession within the community of Perl and Raku programmers. And I've taken some inspiration from an unusual place, and that is the profession of barristers, legal profession. And for a short while I practiced as a barrister before becoming a Perl programmer. And I think there's some useful things that we can borrow here from the barristers, because they've been going for hundreds of years and their profession's had to adapt with the times, but nonetheless, it continues to thrive after hundreds of years. And the computing profession, by contrast, is less than 100 years old. So what is it that we can use from the barristers that could help differentiate ourselves in that crowded marketplace, but also provide a thriving profession for the people that choose Perl and Raku as their main languages? Well, one of the problems I hear from employers is we can't find Perl programmers. And I think the barristers have got a solution to this already. And that is, when you get admitted to the bar as a new barrister, one of the first things that happens is you get signed up to a public directory. And it's just a simple, searchable database. And solicitors, members of the public, other barristers can use this directory to find you and your contact details. It also means the Bar Association can easily reach out to you if they need to send you a message or an update. And here, for example, here's this barrister's details. We can see his qualifications and the areas of practice that he likes to work in, and how long he's been at the bar for. And this is all really useful information for solicitors and other people deciding if they want to work with this barrister. So I think one of the first things we could do to improve the access to Perl and Raku programmers, to improve the profession of Perl and Raku programmers, is to provide a simple database just like this. So that's the first professional hack I think we could use. The Perl Foundation could provide a simple directory, a searchable directory of Perl and Raku programmers across all experience levels. And I sometimes wonder, actually, when employers are saying, well,